walk like far as down to the road, but you didn't have to draw water and everything. You'd have the old battling bench down there and draw water and do your washing down there.
Wow. Did you ever know anybody that planted by the signs?
Lord, yes.
My grandpa did.
Well, I don't, but Charlene's mother, she wanted me to everything had to be that. I always plan when the ground's ready.
Does her garden grow better?
I don't know. Well, she never was able to grow a garden. But as far as mother-in-law's is concerned, there's nobody ever had one any better than mine. She was an angel if there'd ever been one. She used to get so mad at me she could kill me, but she never would say a word.
Aww.
But she believed in the signs. And well, now, I learned a lot from, like, Charlene's daddy. I just always killed 3 or 4 or 5 hogs. And not long after we'd married me one day, he says, "Son, says you can kill a hog. Full moon in November, and it's the weather won't make any difference if it's hot or cold. Your meat will keep." So full moon in November says you can kill hog the hottest day it is. And I'd always, you want to have at least 3 days cold weather.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, my first job, I tried him. And said, I've killed hogs. And right out there in them woods, and it's hot, you'd sweat, and never lose a piece of meat.
Wow, so it was true, huh?
True fact. But now, I don't believe in this water witching and a lot of stuff, but...
What is that? I never heard of that.
You never heard of people water witching, take a forked stick and find water underground.
Oh.
When I was in the well business, we always had somebody. I had so-and-so out here with that stick, and he said there's water right here. I said, well, there may be water right there, but if you look right down yonder where that valley comes in here and this one comes in that draw, there's a better water right down there than there. Because there's water everywhere you go. There's water under this table. I don't know how deep it is and how much rock it's in, but there's water down there.
I guess if you drill deep enough, you get deep enough.
And if you hit the vein, and you might, in the drilling on the Haley farm, I was drilling, had to have a big well for a big turkey farm up there. We had to have a lot of water. And we drilled down at 150, about 156 feet, and lost the well, which the rock turned us off and we broke a bit. You can't get a bit out once you break it, it's gone. And we were 150 something feet and didn't have any water. And I told the boys, I said, okay, jack the front of the rig up about 6 inches, which will tilt the derrick back a foot and set back 1 foot behind that hole and make another well. Did it. Went down 110 feet and hit a gusher.
Wow.
We was already 150 feet and hadn't hit any water.
At
110 feet, we hit a gusher. So we had missed it by a foot. Just happened to hit it.
So is it just the area that's like that?
This is where the water. Swapping? See, when you go, the water on top of the rock is what you call subsurface.
Uh-huh.
That's when we bored that well. We bored the 24-inch well with subsurface, which is the best water. If you can get a subsurface well, it's purer than anything else because water going through sand and gravel 12 feet will purify.
Oh.
But it can go through rock 40 miles and never purify.
Wow.
So, but in the bored well, the subsurface, but if you can't get enough water that way, then you've got to go through the rock and into water after you go through the hard rock. And then rock is just rock.
Mm-hmm.
And germs or anything just keep traveling through rock because there's nothing in there to purify.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to believe that till we made a well over across the river for a lady and for a man, and it had been in about 5 or 6 years and called back and said it was contaminated. So we began to try to find the source. We had the county and everybody trying to find the source of why it would be contaminated.